The Buffalo Chip Campground of Sturgis Motorcycle Rally fame has asked South Dakota Supreme Court to let it stay a city. The High Court heard arguments this week after a lower court ruled against the Meade County Commission and the campground last year. The campground-turned-city has faced opposition from nearby Sturgis and others. The city of Sturgis and landowner Gary Lippold argue the information given to the county regarding a public vote that allowed for incorporation was fraudulent. Mark Marshall represents Lippold. He argues the commission should have done more than just check off the boxes provided by statute.
If you drive by the Buffalo Chip campground, if you look at the photos in the record of the campground, you can see nobody lives there.
Lower Court Judge Jerome Eckridge had ruled earlier that Meade County commissioners violated state law when they approved Buffalo Chip's petition to become a municipality. While Commission President Galen Niederwerder was no fan of the law as it was written and voted against other commissioners, he says that the interpretation of the language meant the county would be sued, regardless of its decision.
There are two sides to this story. Even though I voted against it, you know, my initial reaction was that it has to go to the Supreme Court to decide this case. If one of those other commissioners had changed their vote to no, we'd have still been sued by the Buffalo Chip, still would have gone to the Supreme Court. The commission was just a vehicle that drove it there.
Attorney for the commission, Jack Heeb, argued before the Supreme Court that the Meade County Commission legally had to assure by affidavit or testimony that requirements for an election were met. He said commissioners did that.
As a county commission, looking at the statutory directive given to us by the legislature, what are we to do? I think they got it right.
Beyond the issues of encroachment feared by the city of Sturgis and some landowners, this will be a ruling that will set an important precedent for cases involving residency and voting rights in South Dakota. None of the listed residents appear to have fixed his or her habitation at Buffalo Chip. The all-important language of SDCL 12-1-4 and Heinemeier versus Heartland. So the question becomes, if campers can't vote to incorporate a town, does the Buffalo Chip ruling mean campers can't register at their temporary addresses and vote in any local elections? Will it disenfranchise the thousands of tax-frugal RV owners who have established residence at mail-forwarding addresses in places like Madison, Chamberlain, and Rapid City?
There's a company down in Box Elder called Mailboxes USA. What that company down there does is they gather people's mail. It's a bunch of mailboxes on a wall that people have declared as their residence, which makes them legal South Dakota voting residents. They don't live in South Dakota. They live in Arizona or anywhere across the nation, but it allows them to buy South Dakota license plates, and it also allows them to register to vote as a South Dakota resident. And I've always thought that's just a bad law. I think the state has allowed it and took advantage of it to sell more license plates and raise more revenue for the state, which was a good deal until somebody like Rod Woodruff uses that then to try to incorporate a campground.
The Buffalo Chip has been an aggressive marketer of its ever-expanding camping, lodging, and entertainment offerings. Niederwerder says the business saw an opportunity to restructure itself and took it.
Looked at the wording in that statute where it said 100 residents or 30 voters. That was the key phrase in that. We could see that this was an attempt by an entrepreneurial campground owner to take advantage of a poorly written, vaguely worded statute that would allow him to incorporate.
The loophole that allowed for that, gone unaddressed for decades by the South Dakota Municipal League, was addressed and rectified in an effort led by the Meade County Commission.
The County Commission went to the Association of County Commissioners, the State Association, and got their help in changing the law in 2016. And that statute now reads that there must be 100 residents and 45 voters, and those people must physically reside at that location for at least 90 days throughout the year.
The Supreme Court will issue its opinion at a later date. Meanwhile, the Chip continues to operate as an incorporated community.
You know, a new board here that we have, some of the personalities that created a lot of this conflict will allow us to work together better than we did. Pretty hopeful of that anyway. After that decision is rendered, whichever way it goes, that we put it behind us and work together, to move forward economic development in this area.
For the Big 81, I'm Francie Ganji.